And we turn now to a conflict of a different sort in a very different place. In Key West, Florida, a battle is brewing over the fate of chickens. For years, the birds have had free rein on the tiny island, strutting proudly in the streets to the delight of some sunburned tourists, but not everyone is impressed. Residents complaining about the constant crowing have led to an island-wide crackdown. In January, the city hired a chicken catcher to scoop up delinquent poultry found roaming the streets. Chicken lovers, meanwhile, have cried foul. They argue the chickens are a symbol of Key West's laid-back lifestyle and a part of its history. Joining us now to talk about the chicken conflict in Key West is Patrick Oppmann, a freelance journalist based in Miami. He reported the story for today's editions of the Christian Science Monitor. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Neil.
So give us a little history. What kind of chickens are roaming the streets of Key West?
Now, what most people who are, at least most people who are of the vehemently anti-chicken contingent in Key West would say, is that these are not normal chickens. These are the descendants of fighting cocks. There's a long history in Florida, and particularly Key West, of people fighting their chickens with other people's chickens. And they were, when it was made illegal in Florida, these were the chickens who were let go, and they now roam the streets of Key West, and they are not ordinary birds. They are the descendants of these particularly vicious strain of chickens.
So feral fighters is what the issue is.
Yes, and you know they mean business because cats do not hunt them, dogs stay away from them, and the chickens, if you see them walking around the streets of Key West, you immediately notice that they act like they own the town.
So how do the tourists feel about them?
Tourists seem to love them. They think it's part of the attraction, like the bars on Duval Street or the snorkeling or anything else. They feed them at restaurants. They take pictures with them. They just think it's part of the local charm, and that's part of the problem, according to members of the local city government, because the chicken population has gotten way out of control in Key West.
That's one of the reasons, I assume, that people who live there year-round might want to get rid of them.
If you love them, if you live in Key West, there's really no love anymore because, and the romance is gone, because they crow all night long and they dig up yards and they ruin landscaping of some very nice homes. And if you work at, say, a hotel, there's a big service industry in Key West, and you mm-hmm. come home at 7 in the morning, you don't want to hear a chicken crowing all day while you're trying to sleep.
Now, I know that elsewhere in the Caribbean, where the difficulty might be feral dogs or other animals, they've undertaken spaying programs to neutralize, to prevent them from reproducing. Is that being discussed there in Key West?
They've gone for a more drastic method, which is deportation. They've decided to hire a local chicken catcher, as you mentioned, to round up the chickens, about 900 of them is the ultimate goal, and send them north to a produce farm near Miami, where they will help keep the scorpion and other insects population in control. So rather than trying to spay or find a solution like that, they've decided to catch and remove the chickens.
Now, I understand chicken supporters have bumper stickers.
Yes, there is. An equally vehement section of the island that loves the chickens and doesn't want to see them go, and they refer to this whole recent episode in Key West history as the Chicken Wars. And there's a woman in particular by the name of Katha Sheehan who runs the chicken store, and she has made it her mission in life to save the chickens, as the T-shirt reads.
Now, how's the chicken catcher doing so far?
The chicken catcher has had some success. He last time I spoke to him, his name is Armando Parra. He'd gotten well over 100. When I spoke to him last week, he told me he had a recent problem, which was sabotage. Somebody was overturning the traps at night, which is keeping his number of the catch down. He gets about $20 per chicken. He has asked local police to investigate the sabotage.
And so the story escalates. We'll be back for an update, I suspect. Patrick Oppmann, thanks very much.
Thank you, Neil.
Patrick Oppmann, a freelance journalist in Miami. He wrote an article about the Key West chicken crisis in today's Christian Science Monitor. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.